At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the Sierra Nevada above 5,500 feet from 11 this morning through 5 Saturday morning. A Pacific storm will bring periods of snow to the Sierra Nevada today around 5,000 to 7,000 feet before dropping down tonight close to 4,000 feet. Minor snow accumulations are possible below that 5,000-foot elevation, around 4,000 feet. Total snow accumulation, though, above 6,000 feet will range from anywhere from 2 inches to 16 inches. Most of the accumulating snow will occur both tonight and today. Now, wind gusts will range from 45 to 60 miles an hour over the higher peaks. Hikers and campers should be prepared for winter-like conditions as well. With the expected snow, travel delays and chain controls will impact mountain travel. Plan on difficult travel conditions with slick, snow-covered roads.
Well, Amador County has asked a federal judge to toss the Buena Vista Rancheria of Miwok Indians lawsuit, claiming as unlawful a contract for its casino because of a purportedly unfair tax arrangement, arguing the court doesn't have jurisdiction over the suit. Now, according to the county's motion to dismiss, the tribe wrongly seeks a declaration that the party's intergovernmental service agreement, the ISA, violates the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. Now, the casino construction was only made possible due to the existence of the tribal county ISA, where the tribe did commit to make specified payments to local agencies to address the casino's impact on the local environment, as well as public services. Well, the county's lawyers argue, quote, "Now that the casino is built and operational, the tribe cynically seeks by this action to avoid its obligation under the ISA to the detriment of the local community," end quote. Now, the tribe claims the casino, as built, is much smaller than the one anticipated by the agreement, and as a result, can't give the county as much revenue as it demands. Now, according to the suit, despite the casino's smaller than projected size, the agreement required the tribe to pay, quote, "exorbitant gaming revenue to the county and related agencies to the tune of $12 million each year." The Buena Vista Rancheria of Miwok Indians filed suit against the county back on July 9th, saying the purportedly binding contract related to its recently built tribal casino is, quote, "unlawful," because it taxes the tribe unfairly. Now, further, the suit claims Amador County has no right to expect Buena Vista to honor the agreement because the county doesn't even believe the casino should exist. Now, construction on the casino began back in March of 2018. After years of planning, the casino has employed about 400 citizens since it opened. It's expected the suit could take years to resolve.
A Stockton man was recently arrested by Ione police on various charges following a brief foot chase. According to reports, last Friday, shortly before 3 o'clock, Ione police officers were dispatched to a disturbance in front of an address on South Church Street. Upon arrival, an officer located a vehicle which had a blown rear tire, and the vehicle did not have a license plate. An officer attempted to speak with two individuals, Frankie Moore and Monica Bustamante, both of Stockton, but Moore fled on foot while the officer was attempting to run the vehicle identification number. Moore was detained several blocks away after a brief foot chase. The vehicle was reported stolen several days earlier out of Stockton. Moore was determined to be on CDCR probation and had an outstanding felony warrant for his arrest. He was arrested and booked into the Amador County Jail for vehicle theft, providing false identification, and resisting arrest. Bustamante was issued a citation for possessing drug paraphernalia and for knowingly possessing stolen property.
And the Jackson City Council and City Planning Commission holding a community workshop for the General Plan Update Project Monday, March 29th at 7 p.m. Participation can be either in person at the Civic Center or online. Now, every city and county in the state required to have a general plan. The general plan is the city's guiding policy document for future development and planning decisions related to land use, transportation, public service, and resource conservation. Now, the city wants to hear from its residents, business, and employees to make sure the general plan addresses current issues of local concern and provides a vision for the future, the next 20 years, that's consistent with the desires of the community. The entire Jackson community encouraged to participate in the general plan update project. For more info, contact the planning department, 223-1646, extension 111.
And as more electric vehicles enter California roadways over the coming years, it will disrupt the main revenue source for fixing roads, and that's the state's gas tax. Now, the Governor Newsom has set a directive to end the sale of new gasoline-powered vehicles by 2035. The amount of money spent on gasoline will decline and, in turn, reduce state road maintenance revenues. An alternative could be a road user charge program that taxes people based on the number of miles they travel. Wednesday, the federal government announced that it was awarding Caltrans a $2 million-plus grant to research different alternatives to the gas tax for funding road and highway maintenance. The study will focus on using GPS technology to track the number of miles traveled for individual vehicles and differentiate whether the travel is done on private or public roads. The info will then be used in developing a preferred alternative to the gas tax system. Some early studies have estimated that a tax of around 1.8 cents per mile would make up for the combined state gas tax revenue collected at the pump.
And Sutter Amador Hospital, named one of the top 100 rural and community hospitals in the U.S. for 2021 by the Chartis Center for Rural Health. It's the only hospital in the state of California that made this year's list. Now, Sutter Amador received the honor for its comprehensive services, including 24-hour emergency care, critical care, diagnostic imaging, a family birth center, surgery, orthopedics, and lab services. Now, according to hospital CEO Tom Dixon, quote, "This honor is especially significant coming this year after encountering a public health crisis that's been essentially difficult for our region. But our doctors, nurses, and support staff have come together to provide consistently excellent care, and this honor just solidifies that hard work and dedication," end quote. Now, Sutter Amador Hospital's rich history of providing care for residents of the county and neighboring counties dates back to 1876. Today, the community-based, not-for-profit Sutter Amador Hospital has 52 licensed beds, the only hospital in the county serving a population of more than 40,000 residents.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Thursday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.